This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An aid ship loaded with food set sail on Tuesday from Cyprus to Gaza, the international charity behind the effort said. The shipment is a test for the opening of a sea corridor to supply aid to the territory where starvation is spreading 5 months into the Israel-Gaza war. World Food Kitchen, the charity founded by celebrity chef Jose Andreas, posted on X social media platform that a ship set sail on Tuesday. Palestinian officials say one child in Gaza is killed every 15 minutes, but there are still 1 million Palestinian children living who haven't been to school in 5 months, with little hope classes will resume anytime soon. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Half of the 2.3 million Palestinians in Gaza are under the age of 18. Palestinian officials say hundreds of thousands of these youth are suffering from the effects of the war and displacement from their homes. They say that schools could supply a routine and normality. But aid groups in Gaza say they are less concerned these days about the education of children than they are about an impending famine. The United States says Israel must do more to allow humanitarian food aid distribution in Gaza and has announced plans to build a floating pier for food deliveries by sea. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday more than 30 people were wounded and there are fatalities after a Russian missile slammed into two apartment buildings in a central Ukrainian city. Zelensky also said he was looking forward to the arrival of a new defense package from the United States, the first such move in months as additional funds for Kyiv remained blocked by Republican leaders in Congress. This is VOA News. Russia reports Ukrainian drone strikes on targets far inside its territory and a border incursion, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russia says Ukraine has launched a wave of long-range drones against targets deep into the country, hitting at least two oil facilities in the attack on eight regions in the latest display of Kyiv's expanding drone capacity. Kyiv's increasingly bold attacks behind the 930-mile front line are coinciding with Russia's presidential election. Also on Tuesday, soldiers who Kyiv officials say are Russian volunteers fighting for Ukraine have reportedly crossed the border into Russia, as they have several times during the war. Russia says it's beaten back attempted incursions like this, but it wasn't possible to verify either side's claims. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden has clinched the Democratic presidential nomination with decisive victories in the states of Georgia and Mississippi on Tuesday. He overcame concerns about his leadership from within his own party as the 2024 presidential contest shifts to a general election rematch that many voters do not want. Donald Trump also won Georgia and Mississippi and was on pace to secure his party's nomination, despite serious political and practical liabilities of his own. Problems inside Tunisia's olive oil export sector is restricting its growth, according to an award-winning local producer who blames access to financing, a shortage of bottling, and the dominant position of a handful of bigger producers. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Tunisia is already one of the top three olive oil exporters, with a record $1.3 billion in revenue last year. But around 90% of Tunisia's average 220,000 tons a year olive oil output is exported unbottled. Most is sold to European countries, which blend it and re-export under Spanish and Italian brands at higher prices. Officials say Tunisia has ambitious plans to increase output of bottled olive oil. The state news agency said last year the agricultural ministry planned to renew older olive groves with new varieties. An official at the state oil office says measures including increasing customs duty on bulk olive oil exports and marketing the products outside Europe will improve the situation.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Argentina's monthly inflation rate slowed down more than expected to come in at 13% in February, a boost for Libertarian President Javier Milei, who is pushing tough austerity to try to tame the world's fastest rising prices. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.